guesses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to begin our life safe from obstacles. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me for this session. So, we're going to start our program as usual with a question that someone has said that I am a young girl. I want to begin my life safe from obstacles. So, you know well that the mistakes in marital, family, and social relations are too many. How can we avoid falling into them? Very wise question. So, to understanding the answer of this question, we should know that there are four factors, actually, that lead one to fall into mistakes. The first is psychological factor. It is when man follows his desire and loves himself, his kin, friends, party, or country in a way that his love does not submit to the Islamic values declared in Holy Quran and the Prophetic Sunnah. The cure in this case and here is achieved by submitting the psychological factor to the true wisdom of religion, submission to the will of Allah and relying on Him in the lawful way of living caused the psychological factor to become defeated. Also, the second is material factor that concerns the physical condition of body. It is clear that some mistakes occur due to some pressure caused by a pain that man cannot tolerate, and so he does what he would not do if he were sound or healthy, whether nose or fatigue or also among the material factors. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page. And the previous part, we talked about the two factors of beginning our life safe from obstacles. The first one was to submit our psychological fact to the true wisdom of religion. And the second factor was the material factor that concerns the physical condition of the body. But the cure in this case, when factors are material, is to understand that the cure lies in treating the diseases and getting rid of what troubles one's body and annoys his nerves. And the third factor is an intellectual factor, which concerns the shallow cultural level or the kind of culture that one receives. One must get his intellects and cultures from honest sources in order to not become involved in mistakes due to ignorance or wrong information. And also the fourth factor is an environmental factor, like that friends in the street or school or an unreligious family cause one to fall into mistakes. So as long as one is influenced by these factors, he will fall into mistakes, and as long as he keeps away from them, he will remain safe. Dear brothers and sisters, you should follow the practical steps first by knowing Allah and being sincere to Him without flattering anyone. You should care much for your bodily health, think correctly, and then choose good persons to be your friends. Thank you for staying.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.